And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is on his way to Puerto Vallarta to fish on the Journeyman. We're so jealous, aren't we?
So jealous. I want to be Ricky when I grow up.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't we all? Hey, a couple great guests in the studio. Good buddies and guests from fishdope.com and BD Outdoors. Ollie and Jason having a great time talking fishing. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Open right now. No, filled lines there, but keep trying. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. When a line pops open, there's your chance to get through, and you have a chance to win the AFCO Performance Package that includes AFCO Performance Shorts, the Performance Shirt, and the AFCO Face Mask. Plus, included in that incredible package, you get to renew or get a brand new subscription to fishdope.com. That package worth well over $300 if you want to get through and have a chance to talk to these guys. And we're talking fishing, we're talking the new TV shows, we're talking Fish Dope Reports, all the good stuff there. Let's talk to Bruce in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to alert everybody to an article in the Orange County Register this morning on the front page about the plight of the poor endangered sea lion. It's sort of written with an environmentalist slant, but when you get into it, it really details the plight of the anchovy and the sardine, and it's well worth reading.
Okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting thing there. So it's in the Orange County Register today?
Front page, today's Register, it says that they have not done a stock assessment on anchovies in 20 years. And there's going to be one done this fall, apparently. It doesn't get name a federal agency. It just says by a federal agency.
Yeah, probably. Would NOAA do that?
I would guess that would be another thing, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, good. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There is your chance. Let's talk to John in Los Alamitos. He wants to talk Wahoo. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
My question is to Jason, if those Wahoo are going to be around Long Beach this year.
Come on, Jason. Get the crystal ball.
Yeah, I don't know. Were they up there this year?
They were.
Were they up there thick, though? I heard of a few up there. I never heard that they were super thick. But
Where were they?
I can't predict
they
that.
They were thick kind of at the Coronado Islands,
yeah,
right?
Coronado Islands. Even Catalina had them really good.
Yeah, Catalina did. It seemed like Catalina down was where it was best. Yeah. I mean, we got ours right out front. We had a few good days. I mean, we were, 10 to 25 miles from the barn.
You know? Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
I spotted Rick Maxa in the gyros and just followed him.
Just follow Rick. Yeah. He was the lucky Wahoo guy this year.
Look for that new Parker he's running around.
Yeah. Just follow him. Blue Marlin. He posted that Blue Marlin that they caught and released off the coast. We posted that on our YouTube channel if you haven't seen that video. That history may never be repeated.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we were talking about it online the other day with some of the older captains. It's like, what brought, you know, the year before we had warm water, lots of tuna, which we would expect. This year we had really good tuna, but, I mean, all the Wahoo and the Blue Marlin.
Yeah.
And I think that stuff came from the West. You know, all that talk about the blob, I think a lot of that stuff came from offshore and the Hawaii zone, you know, all that Wahoo, because, you know, we normally see it. We hear about it in San Quintin getting caught, then we hear about it getting caught in Ensenada, and those bigger tuna and that Wahoo, they just showed up.
And it never happened here before.
No, I mean, I think it was just something totally different that we haven't seen before. You know, normally that stuff marches right up the beach, and the long-range boats are on top of it, then the day and a half, 2 days, and then, you know, the private fleet. But I don't think that was the case this year. It just all of a sudden was here. Sizes of fish that we don't know. I mean, 80, 90-pound yellowfin, that's not normal for us. So I think that stuff came from out west. Hopefully that blob holds up long enough to do it again for us.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We'll take a repeat.
Hey, I'll take 2 years ago's fishing. That was pretty solid, you know. Didn't have the wahoo and the blue marlin, but, man, we caught a lot of tuna.
Yeah.
So.
And you talk to the sport boat captains, they actually preferred the year before.
Oh,
they
I would
thought
bet.
They caught a lot more fish the year before, yeah. and a lot more quantity and size.
I saw the counts. I mean, I think it was like 30% more tuna,
yeah.
roughly, the year prior. But, you know, for us private boat guys, I know we were all out there geeking out on the wahoo and trying to catch
close.
A blue marlin, and it was so close. I caught bluefin going out. I'm like, rolling out, just put it up on plane outside of the point. I'm like, oh, man, look at those dolphins. Holy! And you pull back, and it was bluefin, like 2.5 miles off the point.
Yeah,
off the Whistler blue. And we got them. You know, we caught two nice 55, 60-pound bluefin to start our day a couple miles out front. That's crazy.
I know. I started the bluefin season with you. It was like in May,
I remember we were tight to the beach. We were down a little bit, but we were not very far out at all.
Yeah.
At all. That was some awesome fishing that day.
Yeah,
that
was.
Oh, man, that was
indeed. Boring. Hey, thanks a lot for the tip on that, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. One line did open at 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Tony calling us from Corona. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Pete, I wanted to ask your guest there if they're ever looking for any volunteers to help out with their spotter plan. I am a licensed pilot, and kind of curious if you're ever looking for volunteers to help out to do any of that spotting when you guys are up there in your planes.
Yeah, shoot us an email, man. I mean, that's kind of how we found our network of guys right now. I think Jason started out with one guy, and the rest of them seem to have found us since then. So we're always looking for pilots, especially guys that know fishing and know what to look for. But, yeah, I would shoot me or Jason an email, and we'll definitely keep in touch.
What is the email address?
It would be just Jason at BD Outdoors or Ali, A-L-I, at BDOutdoors.com.
Sounds great. Well, I guess Pete would have to vouch for my fishing capabilities as I went with him a couple of years ago with my wife to Christmas Island. So,
absolutely. You can catch him.
I don't know if I want that public on the airways, but anyway.
Yeah,
have a great day.
No, Tony's a good man. He'd fly well for you, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. 877-792-1090 just opened up. Been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through. Want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great stuff. Check out all the latest reports on hunting and fishing and more in Western Outdoor News. Check it out. And I want to mention, Ollie and I are both on the CCA board of directors, and CCA has just been tremendous. And Wayne Cotto, the new director, has just done an unbelievable job. And everybody's really rallying around this national organization, and it's great to see.
Yeah, man, I'm as excited as you are. You know, you were there. We sat down as a sport fishing community, I guess, with some of the leaders of our community. You know, guys from Shimano and AFCO and Cousins and a bunch of our other Southern California tackle companies, and put our heads together, and it was either kind of come up with our own program as far as a conservation group, or, you know, look to somebody who has a plan and a model that has proven itself successful, and CCA definitely fits that bill. And I think it was a real smart decision. You know, now we're about a year in to working on this, and it's time where we're forming the local chapters, and that's really where the rubber meets the road, and that's where we're going to ask for your guys' support. CCA of California is opening a San Diego chapter. We've got our leadership in place. Our buddy Steve Paisel there is kind of heading that up.
Yep.
And that first meeting is going to be open to the public, and it's going to be next Thursday, the 21st, at Carl Strauss. Up here in Sorrento Mesa,
right,
6 o'clock to 8 o'clock,
right near the Qualcomm buildings, right behind the Qualcomm buildings, up in the Mira Mesa area of San Diego.
Yep, and I think a bunch of us are going to try and get up there.
Yep, I'll be there
and hang out, and a good opportunity to meet some more San Diego fishermen and network a little bit, and also do some stuff for a good cause.
And that's a beautiful location. I don't know how Steve. Well, he knows the owner, so he scored a great location there, that Carl Strauss Brewery Gardens in Sorrento.
I think the
Mesa.
Manager was a fisherman, right? I think Steve he fishes with them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that all came
together.
No, he's
the owner.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, wow.
So he's got pull.
Oh, yeah, big time pull.
Well, Steve's buying the beers.
All the beers. Yeah. So check that out. It's going to be a week from this Thursday, And it starts at 6 o'clock. It's free. Just come on, hear more about it here, meet some your local anglers, hear about CCA and all the good things that we're doing to make fishing better for Southern California. So mark the calendar. It's the 21st of January.
Yeah, and if you get a minute and you haven't already, check out. Yeah, I'll be back. I'm going to be back Monday night or something, so I'll try to jam up there. But CCACalifornia.org. Read up on it a little bit. Try and get involved. I mean, the commitment financially is very, very little. It's $30 a year, and you can always give more, of course, as appreciated. But it doesn't take a bunch of time, and this really is going to, you know, hopefully prevent the next MLPA or who knows what the next curveball they're going to throw at us.
These guys know what they're doing. I mean, are you, like, so impressed with the National guys?
I am, man. I didn't
You've done a lot with them. You've
I have.
Been
I've been back
with
there
them.
A couple of times and done all that. And, you know, I helped put Wayne together with them because I knew he'd be a great fit. But the structure, I think that's something that we never had here before. Even with United Anglers, they did some great things in the early
Absolutely.
Days. But we just didn't have that model and the structure to kind of keep things rolling. And these guys have faced challenges already that we haven't even thought of. So there's a lot of experience there, and I think it's really the best solution for our West Coast fishery.
Yeah, and the people that are guiding it, the board of directors, are you look down the list, it's the who's who of Southern California fishing.
Absolutely, and everybody's gone all in. Nobody has just dipped a toe into this. On the board of directors, like we said, you know, every big tackle company out here on the West Coast is pretty much represented, and these guys are working their butts off to protect our right to, you know, use our water.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So that's the 21st of January at 6 p.m. in Sorrento Mesa at the Carl Strauss Brewery Garden there. Mark your calendar, be there, and listen to all these stories about Guatemala. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have some good ones.
I'll bet you will. Here's a guy with always a good story. It's the fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Are you on the water today?
What's up, Dave?
No, I am not on the water
today. That's surprising.
I know. I'm going hoop netting tomorrow, Catalina, for a couple days.
But cool.
Today we're just paying some bills and doing some of that domestic stuff that I hate to do. But it has to be done. But, hey, I was talking with Pete yesterday. Since things are not that it's over, but that they're a little bit slow right now, we're going to do this tip thing for a couple weeks here. Just kind of give you guys a tip of what I do when I go hoop netting this week is what we're going to talk about.
I like it.
And what I think works for me. I spend a lot of time out there hoop netting for the last 15 years and showed a lot of people a lot of things. And we went out a couple nights ago up in Long Beach Harbor with one of my buddies, Pat, on his Pacifica. And we were able to put together a pretty good night as far as the big lobsters go in Long Beach Harbor. And what I like to do is I like to fish with fresh bait. When I say fresh, I go to the bait barge on the way out of the harbor and I stop and I get whatever they have. They have anchovies, sardines, or mackerel, and I chop them up and I put them into a tube. I don't use a bait cage because the reason why I don't use bait cages is because of the California sea lions are so sick. Everywhere you go now, the population has just exploded. Hopefully the CCA can save them because I heard that the sea lions are starving to death. So hopefully they can get involved and help those sea lions out because it's getting really bad. I think right now in Dana Point Harbor, I think we have a resident population of about 30 animals, which we've never had before. So hopefully the CCA can help them out. But back to our lobster thing. If you use a cage, those sea lions have a very, very good eyesight in the dark, and they can see that bait in the cage, and they will not leave your hoop net alone. Once the sea lions get involved in the hoop net, you can pretty much forget about catching any lobsters. They are all over that hoop net the whole night. They'll follow you around. You can't get away from them. But what I found is if you use a tube, the sea lions can't see the tube. They can smell the bait, but they don't know where it's coming from. They pretty much leave your net alone. And the fresher the bait, the better, because those big long antennas that those lobsters have are to feel the electrical charge coming off that bait as it starts to decompose. So I think that fresh bait's the best, and in a tube's the best. And as the season progresses, this is my favorite time of the year to hoop net, from January to the end of the season, because it seems like the lobsters are more active. They're getting ready for that springtime where they start to spawn, so they're getting more active and they're moving around more. And start to get into the shallower water. So you can start watching. You're going to see some pretty good scores coming from Catalina in the next month and a half.
I like
fresh
it, man.
Fresh bait and a lobster tube, guys, is the key. And next week we'll talk about where.
Oh, you're going to give spots?
Kind of.
All right.
Bit.
Cool. Well, that'll be something to tune in for. And, of course, speaking of spots, Dave and I talked quite a bit about this yesterday. He gives it up. And, you know, sometimes you take some heat. But you give it up.
Yeah.
You give it up on fishdope.com, and that's the difference between fishdope
Absolutely.
And the other stuff. Is guys like Dave and Mark Wish give up the spots and the advice that helps you catch fish. Save $20 on a new membership right now. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. Hook up now is the code, and that thing works, right, Jason? You get a lot of people coming in using that hook up now code and saving $20 on an annual membership.
Yeah, the first time membership.
First time.
Doesn't work as a renewal.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys can, you see me on Fishdope every week. I'm on there giving it up, telling you what's going on. And like Jason and Ollie and I talked about a long time ago, it's super important for people to know that there's actually stuff out there to catch. And that's what Fishdope does, is allows you to know that there's actually fish in the ocean, contrary to popular belief. So you got to become a member of Fish Dope. Let's see that even in the wintertime, we're catching fish. So you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. You can look me up on Fish Dope, Bloody Decks, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate report very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Line opened up at 877-792-1090. You want to talk to Jason Ali, have a chance to win that AFCO performance package and a renewal or new subscription to fishdope.com. There's your chance. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Mike calling us from Torrance. Hi, Mike. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Good morning. Hey, Jason. Hey, Ali. How you doing today?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, hopefully next year or this year is nearly as good as last year was. To see 50 to 70 pound yellowfin on the 43 was insane. I was also lucky enough to go down to, Cedar Rose with, Jeff on a trip and fish with Jimmy Decker down there. And it was a good year.
Oh man. That's awesome.
Over at, Redondo, I launched on, New Year's Day and, caught some squid out in front, took it over to Catalina, caught a bunch of calico bass, didn't see any sea bass over there, so we rolled back over to Redondo and caught just one nice 18-pound yellow, released some sheep's head and some big reds. It's amazing how big the rockfish get when it's closed. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that the yellowtail are still hanging out, and time to go fishing.
There you go. That's a good report.
Yeah, that's
very good report.
I think that stuff's going to be around all winter.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
And there's squid around, too.
Yeah, there's little squid around. I mean, we went down the beach to down the Finger Bank to go rock fishing. We got some numbers down there that don't get pounded, and we went 2 for 3 on yellowtail, and we got a guy from the East Coast, his first yellowtail, 32 pounds.
Nice!
That's some pretty good fishing for December,
you know?
I mean, we're very fortunate with the cycle that we're in right now, and man, if you got a little bit bigger boat, that calling net stuff has been snapping the last few weeks, too.
Yeah.
It's not that far down the beach.
Good fishing. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the report, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. Steve in Oceanside, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great.
Long time listener, short time fisherman. I just bought two Hobie kayaks for fishing heading to Hawaii in April.
Sweet.
And I'm getting them outfitted now. My question for you is on PFDs. There's a lot of PFDs. I'm looking at probably a high quality, like a Mustang. What do you think about that? Does it really matter?
I think the PFD is important, especially if you're in a kayak, because you hear these horror stories all the time. I'm not much of a kayak guy. I'll do it a little bit in Florida or down in Mexico where the water's warm, but I'm not as brave as you up here. But, a Mustang is really good stuff. I know we've got a bunch of them on the boat.
Yeah.
And
get
I think
one
those
that's comfortable for you, right?
Yeah, the inflatable, I would think, has got to be the way to go, right?
But you don't, so you, on a kayak, you don't want the auto-inflate, though.
I wouldn't think so. Going through the surf, that might be a little interesting.
Yeah, because you may get it wet, and then all of a sudden it blows up on you. So they
got
have,
it.
A, they
got
have
it.
An automatic manual. I know there's several models, automatic manual, and then or just a straight manual inflate.
Okay.
But go, you know. Go to a place that sells PFDs and try different ones on.
Yeah.
See which one's the most comfortable for you.
And
I
you
think
might
they're
even,
all good
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, you might even make a post. We've got a kayak forum that's pretty active on our site. You know, make
oh,
a post
do.
In there and see what other guys are using.
On BDI.
Get
all
some
right.
feedback. Yeah, that'd be a good place to start as well.
Yeah. So you taking the kayaks to Hawaii? Are they inflatables?
No. They're a Hobie Pro Ultra or Pro Fish all what am I trying to
Pro
say?
Pro Angler.
You got it.
Oh,
yeah,
you got the
one
best.
One for my wife and myself and April retiring to Kauai.
Nice. Sweet. That's fantastic. I'm jealous. Where are you going to be in Kauai?
Hopefully between Poipu and Waimea.
Nice. Okay, we'll come visit.
Hey, no problem. You're more than welcome to.
Love that place. Hey, congratulations on the move and the retirement, and Steve, and good luck on the PFDs. And, you know, the other place you might look since you're not leaving till April is the Fred Hall Show coming up March. That would be a great place. There's probably several vendors there that will have PFDs where you have the opportunity to try them on and talk to them about what's right for the kayak guys. I know Ron Lane at Fast Lane has several. In fact, I believe Hobie has a whole line of PFDs specifically made. I come to mention that. Hobie has a whole line of PFDs specifically made for kayak fishing. So that's probably what you want to look at. Go down to Fast Lane. Try them on, talk to the experts at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and they'll probably hook you up with the right one there. Steve, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Ollie and Jason. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove Experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whalers Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whalers Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whalers Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art, long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com, having a great time talking fishing. Let's talk fishing with Chris from the Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Chris. Pick me up, Chris.
Oh, no. Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Adam.
Oh, it's Adam. All right. Good morning, Adam.
Morning.
Hey, sorry about that.
No worries. Are
you there for a second?
Are you on the boat?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, you know, we just got in from a day and a half trip. We fished down at Colonette, and we had some good fishing.
Wow, tell us about it.
It was mostly on the yo-yo iron. You know, we're fishing 40 to 50 pound gear, and I'd say 15 to 25 pound yellowtail.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, we ended up with 76 for our day yesterday, so wow. Pretty solid.
Whoa, really good fishing. And then some rockfish to go with that?
Yeah, we did have some rockfish as well and some ling cods. It was overall pretty nice day. A lot of short stops, you know, 10, 15 minutes and picking off a couple here and there. And it was steady action throughout the day. So it was a fun day. We had good weather. So.
And if somebody's going with you, what's the trick? How do we catch those yellows?
I would definitely say fish your 40 to 50 pound gear and heavier jig the better on this trip. We found the 7X size jigs. The heavier jigs were the trick. We had one guy, you know, he gave away most of his fish, but he had 16 for his trip.
Wow, that's pretty good fishing. Awesome. So heavier, like larger size yo-yo type irons.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you guys see the red crab down there? Because that was something we saw down on the finger bank. Everything that we threw on the deck spit up some red crab, and I think that was making the rock fishing a little tough.
Yeah, we definitely did. There was all the yellowtail were pretty much stuffed with it, so that was interesting.
Yeah. Wow, what fun. So you're going to be doing it again on the Eclipse?
Yeah, we are. We got trips every weekend. Pretty much through February, so try to jump on. I know one of them's already full. We got a SoCal Salty trip. That one's already sold out. We got another two and a half days coming up late January and also in February.
Sweet. All right. So, well, how do we get on the boat?
Yeah, jump online. Jump on EclipseSportFishing.com or call us in the office, 619-995-6880.
All right. Fantastic. Adam from the Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing, EclipseSportFishing.com. Great report. Great fishing. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, boys. All right. Have a good morning.
Appreciate the call this morning. Uh-huh. Thanks very much. How about that, huh?
That's awesome.
Yo-yo winter fishing down at Colonette on San Diego Sport Boat.
Well, we're sitting here talking like it's all over, you know, because the tuna are gone. It's not even close. I mean, when the heck can you go out in January and smoke 75 quality, and not rats, you know, quality yellowtail? That's awesome.
Yo-yo. And be back the next morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty cool. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Mike and Allied Gardens, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Wow, what a great panel.
Yeah.
Hey, the question I have is about Florida fishing. And I wanted to see if you could give me some information on Tampa, Sarasota, or St. Pete in that area. And then in the summertime, what do you need to do to get to the tuna grounds or where you could catch some wahoo or dolphin, you know, tuna? And I hear they're blackfin tuna. Anyway, I wonder if you could touch on some of those things.
You know about that kind of fishing over there, Ollie?
Yeah, I've done a bit of it. Actually, Andros is in our boat sponsors in Sarasota.
Oh, uh-huh.
And there's a good dude back there. He's a little bit north of there. His name's Ozzy Fisher, and it's F-I-S-C-H-E-R. You can look him up. He's a good friend of a friend. Excuse me. Comes really highly recommended. And The thing you got to remember about Florida is their seasons are pretty much reversed from ours. So you're thinking summertime for tuna and wahoo. That stuff's all happening right now. That's a December, wow, January, February fishery for those guys.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, and it gives you a good excuse to go back there, you know, this time of year and fish. The only thing is the wind. You know, they deal with a lot more wind over there than we do. So if you're going to go back there and fish, if you want to fish 2 days, I'd set aside three or four, you know, just so you can make sure you get out. But, okay, no, it's prime time right now in the Keys. I've got a bunch of friends back there, and I've seen starting to see the big wahoo coming through, you know, 50, 60, 70-pound fish. It's now's the time to go.
Wow. And are there guides out there you can look up and such?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's more guides, as you know, back there than, yeah. I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a guy as a fishing guide. And that kind of presents a problem, too, is like, how do you know who the dude is in the area?
Yeah.
And that, again, good resource on the forums, wherever you're going, you know, you can put a post up in our Florida section and just say, hey, who's the guy to fish with in this area? We've got some real solid recommendations in the Keys and up around the Cocoa Beach, Port Canaveral area. We got a lot of friends there. But man,
all on BD Outdoors.
All on BD, yeah. We'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
All right, there you go. Have a good time. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I know we share a great boat sponsor on BD Outdoors as well as here, and that's West Coast Marine, the Parker dealer up there.
Yeah,
Kevin's a great guy.
Kevin's a great dude. He just came on board with us. New guy to internet advertising as well, so we're going to try and help him sell some Parker boats this year.
Yeah, fantastic. So we're glad to have him here on Let's Talk Hookup 2, and look forward to Ricky's antics aboard his new 25 Parker, too.
Yeah, just make sure you follow that boat around all season. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be leaving from Fisherman's Landing there. Just stick real close to him. He loves that.
Indeed. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 858-457-1090 just opened up. And if you want to get a call on the toll-free line, it's 877-792-1090. Let's jump back in the phones and talk to Roger in Fullerton. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning. What a great show. You got to get these guys back as soon as you can. It's
you
a
bet,
great show.
Man. They're good guys.
I can't wait to see your new program. What do albacore look like from the air? I hope we see some this year.
I wish we could tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, since you guys have been flying, we haven't seen any albacore, really.
Heck no, man.
I wonder what, yeah, I mean, you know, you think about some of those spots of albacore, small spots, but they're big spots.
Yeah,
you know,
I would think.
They get up on the surface?
Yeah, I would think those ones on the anchovy like we used to see would stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay, so I have a tip for you. That would be a question. Two weeks from yesterday, January 23rd, we're going to have Captain J.J. Gerritsen, formerly a San Diego sport boat guy, now a commercial albacore fisherman. J.J.'s a wealth of knowledge, and he's probably got some insight when it comes to what they look like from the sky.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
And I think when this started, was it 2 years ago, Jason and I were kind of geeking out looking at the numbers of, like, you know, how El Nino relates to albacore. And it was pretty solid 3 years after the El Nino, the albacore come back as a pattern. So hopefully that pattern holds true and we get another good year of warm water fish, and then we can switch over to albacore and do that for a while again. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Hey, Roger, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Things move on. I want to remind again about your new TV show, the BD Outdoors show, that's coming up, and it's premiering next week, right?
Yeah, it'll be next Sunday on Destination America.
A week from today.
Exactly, a week from today. It's bright and early, 4 a.m. on our coast, 7 a.m. Eastern, and it's called Local Knowledge. You can get all the information on localknowledgetv.com, and it's all over BD. I mean, you won't be able to miss it if you're online for the next few weeks here. We're going to be hitting it pretty hard.
And you're going to stream it all over the place and have apps. And
yep, if you don't even, I know a lot of my friends don't even have cable anymore because they just didn't use it. So now you can watch it online or you can watch it through a variety of apps. You'll be able to get it any number of ways.
Any way you want it. All right, excellent. All right, let's jump back in the phones, talk to Bob calling us from Murrieta. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, boys. How's everything go?
Excellent.
Super duper. The reason for my call, you just talked about local knowledge. It's localknowledgebd.com, right?
It's local knowledge TV, like television, localknowledgetv.com.
All right, cool. Thank you for that. And then I caught in late, and you guys were talking about fish sat, and then I also wanted to get more information on the Fred Hall show.
It's a sat fish, S-A-T. fish.com, like satellite fishing.
That's an international fish dope. Like,
yeah, it has all the layers plus a lot more layers to help you find fish in everywhere but Southern California. Southern California, you're going to want fish dope.
So if you're in Cabo or you're in Baja, whatever, you'll have information on there.
Yep, we'll have all the satellite information for you.
Satfish.com. And then just Can you just fill me in a little bit on the Fred Hall show?
What do you want to know about it? Where we're going to be, or?
Yes.
What row are we usually on?
I don't know.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't,
like, man. Just follow the stickers.
Exactly. Well, actually, the thing that was easy to find is we always have outriggers sticking off the top of our booth with a bunch of BD flags on it. So just look for those. Make your way over. You can't miss it.
In the main hall.
Yep.
And yeah, up in Long Beach. Yep. And you'll be at Del Mar,
of course.
It's
like the 400 row or something. Yeah. But that's, yeah, we haven't thought about that for quite a while.
M&M, Monty's on the end.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely. And that'll be in, and then you'll be in Del Mar also.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Jumping back in the phones. Norman in San Diego. You're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question for the pilots there in terms of what you see from the air. I know the sport boat captains are looking for porpoises to spot tuna, but when you are up in the air, do you always see what type of correlation do you see with you see porpoises? Do you always see tuna and vice versa?
Well, you know, we're looking for dolphin. Just because it depends on the dolphin. They do hold fish, but we'll see fish off on their own. We're looking for kelps. We're looking for splashes. We're looking for bait balls, discolorations in the ocean. Dolphin is a good place to find them, but when you're in a boat and you're looking through your binoculars, you don't see the discoloration in the water. You don't see the little splashes up close. But you can find the dolphin, and when you find the dolphin, you know that there's going to be fish, and that's primarily yellowfin. This year there was some bluefin caught off of them, but it's usually just yellowfin on the dolphin.
Is that always the case? When you see the dolphin, there are tuna associated with it?
This year, not so much. We look at dolphin, and we wouldn't see the spots of tuna under them. They compete for the bait fish. The dolphin kind of find the bait fish, and then crowd them up, and the dolphins sit there and annihilate them.
Hmm.
But we didn't see any of that this year. It seemed like the fish were more spread out and really, really stuck to structure. They really wanted the kelp patties, and they really wanted the high spots, and that was kind of what we saw. There was a lot more deep fish than up on the surface with the dolphins.
A few occasion with the dolphins, but not as much as normal.
Yeah, not as much as normal.
Water was, you would have thought that stuff was all over the dolphin.
Yeah, when they first came in this year up in off Newport in that area, Dana Point, they were on the dolphin. That was kind of, they were coming into the area trying to figure it out. And if you could find dolphin, they were on it. But that only lasted for 3 weeks or so, and they got off the dolphin and more settled in on the bait balls.
Yeah, one thing I always notice, too, is guys are fishing any dolphin that they find, and a lot of times they're wasting their time. It's got to be in the right water. You know, you need to either have that right water temperature, right water clarity, and then a big tip, too, is if you see dolphins with no birds on them, more times than not, they're not going to be holding. The ones that have got the tuna usually have got the birds with them, you know, and they're chasing them around.
And if you have a good meter, like both Ollie and I have Simrad, and Simrad is so awesome.
Yeah, that chirp is just ridiculous.
It's amazing. You'll see the tuna.
Sure.
You run over the dolphin, you'll see a big red blob on there if there's tuna on it. If you don't, just keep on rolling.
Yeah, the dolphin will show up with a lot of vertical marks and kind of diagonal marks, and that's the air that they're blowing out as they go underneath the boat. But you can't miss the tuna because they're down there. They're more blobs on your sonar. You'll see them, the red blobs with the yellow edges and stuff like that.
Yeah, and if you see that, just keep working them because eventually you'll figure out how to get them.
Sooner or later.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. But a meter, a good fish finder is so critically important.
It is.
And that's why I know both of us love the Simrad stuff. I want to talk for a minute about, because I learned about the chirp fishing on aboard your boat. I have the standard transducer, and then I went to the new Evo 2. What a difference, the new touchscreen with the chirp technology.
Yeah, that's our off-season upgrade, is we're getting the Evo 2 and the Halo radar as well. That thing's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Got the bird mode built in, and it kind of does the digital and the conventional radar at the same time. Yeah. So it'll let us look out there a little farther than just our – we've got the 4G dome now, which is great up close.
That's what I have. It's great.
It's awesome. I mean, in the harbor and all that, it's fantastic. But you're not going to find birds on it. It just doesn't have the power.
Yeah.
So that new Halo kind of gives you – the 4G is built into the base, and then you've got the open array for looking out and finding birds and all that. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Good stuff. And the crazy thing about the Simrad stuff is the price that they've come down. The prices have come way down.
It's not what it used to be, man. I mean, I'm sure you remember. You used to pay for a radar array. It used to be $6,000.
Oh, yeah.
And now the Halo, the latest and greatest. I think it's $3,500 at list four. It's pricey.
Yeah.
But you can get into that 4G, which is great, and I think that's $1,500.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The pricing really,
you get the whole package
is
and everything.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Sonic Hub, you got to get that as well. We
yeah.
love that thing.
The quality of the picture, the ease of use is what I'm really crazy about.
Yeah, if you can use an iPad, you can pretty much use
yep.
this stuff.
Yeah.
It's very simple. No, we love it. And like we were ahead of the curve with the touchscreen NSS.
Yeah, you were.
And now it's, what, 3 years, 4 years down the road,
yeah.
and we got our eyes on that new Evo stuff.
They keep making it better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Simrad.com, we're both sold on it. And once you go with that stuff, you won't go back. You want to go with Simrad. It's just the best.
We love it. We
yeah.
love it.
And at a price point that boaters can afford.
Totally.
Our audience can afford, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Sam in Irvine, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just recently joined Bloody Decks, and I think I got a couple hundred folks in there. That is a great site for just all information. But it seems you can kind of track the, which is the best way, I should say, to track the, it seems like there's fish counts from different areas. Do you use that in your fish dope as well to help track?
You know, a lot of that stuff we kind of figure is public. We try to get the stuff that nobody knows about. We talk to the bait boats, the squid boats, the commercial guys. They all give it up because they're looking for a certain species that they could care less about, yellowtail or sea bass. And we just have really good partners with all that. So we try to stay off of the reports on the forums, and we let that be, like, public, you know. We'll look at it, and we'll notice some of it's in the same zone, but we try to keep our fish dope members ahead of the curve.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, let's face it, guys will tell you about all the great fish they caught, but it won't be anywhere near where they actually caught it, right?
I don't know. They get weeded out pretty quick
yeah,
on the forums. People call them on it.
You have to know.
Yeah.
You have to know what's going on, and you guys know what the real dope is. You can look, compare the charts, compare the other reports you have, compare the commercial reports, and actually, if they caught this fish, you can probably, and they said it was over here, you can actually say, no, it was actually over here, right?
The benefit of doing the reports every day is you kind of figure out the pattern.
Yeah.
And when something comes out of left field, you just kind of shake your head and say, well, I'll let somebody else chase that. I don't believe it.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk to Jeff in San Diego. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Got a quick question, and it's a real general one. I have a brother-in-law who's special needs, and trying to find a boat that can accommodate someone for a day and a half or up to a 3-day trip with, who's just not quite as fast at the rail as everybody else. We did a trip this summer, and the crew tried. They just weren't up to the task, and the other fishermen actually ended up bullying him pretty bad, cutting his lines. And we're just trying to find a trip that a boat that has been through this before and knows how to accommodate someone with special needs.
Boy, I would call Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing. Let's see, you're in San Diego. Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, or C4 Sport Fishing. Those are the top landings in San Diego. And call them and ask them if they ever have a trip of length. I know on a 3-quarter day trip or a half day trip, it's a different story and they'd be able to accommodate. But when you're talking about a day and a half or a 3-day trip, it's kind of different. So
right, and it's really one of warning the other fishermen that
yes.
it's not that he's a bad fisherman; he's just a little bit slower,
just a little slower,
doesn't follow his line as fast as he should. And I know that it upsets the other guys at the rail. We're just looking for a little help.
You might look into a 6-pack charter where you get the boat yourself, and he can fish.
And I've done that in the past, and he really wants to do a. We really wants to do a, you know, like a 3-day or something like that, and I just couldn't do it. Can't afford a 6-pack.
Sure. Well, check out SearcherSportFishing.com. Art and Celia and Aaron over there, they do a great job, and they really take care of their customers on the Searcher.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate that, and I absolutely will.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I love you guys.
All right.
Great show. Been listening for years.
Good for you for getting your friend out fishing. That's a really noble thing that you're doing there. Let's talk to Tim in Los Angeles. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Excellent.
Hey, listen, I've been fishing with my dad deep sea in their entire lives. We go down to Cabo pretty much every year around November, December to go after the marlin. And, you know, this year because he ended up getting some cancer and had to have some infusions and some chemo, we were unable to go. But now I have some time to be able to get away in February, but I'm trying to figure out whether or not it's worth going down to Cabo in February. Is there going to be enough fish? Is there going to be marlin around because of El Nino and all that kind of stuff, and kind of get your guys' suggestions whether or not it'd be a waste of time?
Well, the reports we got from Cass yesterday were pretty darn good.
Yeah, it sounds like the fishing's pretty solid down
there.
If anything, I think the El Nino is working in your favor, making things a little bit later down there.
Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine that just got back the day before yesterday. He said fishing was pretty good. Yeah.
So you think it'll hold on for till mid-February?
Well, you never know. It's fishing, right? I think you got a pretty good shot. I mean, this is prime time for their striped marlin season. You know, the other guy I would contact too is a new sponsor we just obtained here, CaboFishTime.com. Bruce, Cabo Bruce, and he's got great deals on condos and such, and he's pretty much on the pulse of what's going on there in Cabo. CaboFishTime.com. He'll be able to set you up with a boat, he'll be able to set you up with a really good deal on a condo, and probably give you a pretty darn good fish report about what's going on down there. The other thing that's unbelievable right now, have you seen the airfares to Cabo?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Unbelievable right now.
Really? $300
round trip out of San Diego or Los Angeles. Some of those are even cheaper. And if you go on other airlines out of Tijuana, it's even cheaper than that.
Yeah, we do that Volaris thing.
If you
join, they've got a V Club. It's like, I think it's $30 a year.
Yeah.
They send you secret fares. And there's fares at Cabo sometimes for $59.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
what,
time is too precious with your family, man, and my dad doesn't have much time left, so it sounds like I got to do it.
Got to
do it.
Now is the time.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have got me sold. Boys, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to give away a great prize package to one lucky caller. Talk about what's going on with Fish Dope BD and what's going on next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Steve in Oceanside. You won the AFCO Performance Package. You're going to love that stuff. AFCO Performance Shorts, Performance Shirt, AFCO Face Mac, and you get to renew or get a brand new subscription to the ultimate fishing information source. That's fishdope.com. Thanks, guys, for that. And, of course, AFCO is one of your big sponsors on the new TV show. Tell us about the TV show once again.
It's Local Knowledge. You can check us out at localknowledgetv.com, and it's going to debut next Sunday at 4 a.m. Pacific on Destination America. So set your DVR, please.
Yeah, and what's the episode?
The first one's it's called Key West Coast Style. So it's a little bit of West Coast fishing and a little bit of Florida Keys fishing, kind of sets the tempo for the upcoming season.
Sweet.
And the second episode is the one we're real excited about with the groupers from down in Baja and showing some of the adventure, trailing that big boat down the Ohio Highway and all that. So it'll be a good time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Jason, thanks for being here and keeping the job done at fishdope.com. And get on it, right?
Yeah. I'm glad I woke up this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Wish I had.
Hey, we're all glad you all woke up this morning. Please wake up next Saturday and Sunday, next Saturday, live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay with Captain Benny Florentino. That is going to be a great show. Come on down and join us. John Ireland will be there from Rancho Lanero. Steve and the guys at Dana Landing are having a great sale you don't want to miss. And, of course, Fastlane Kayaks has a sale, demos, and then that symposium, too, starting at 10 o'clock. The next Sunday, a big event, an annual visit from the president of Shimano, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer, will be here in the studio next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Adam, for covering everything on the boards and the phones. And we'll see you on the Mighty 1090.